Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? Living with pain can cause depression, overeating, anxiety, loss of sleep, and low quality of life. This is Dr. Ronald Hoppen with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposome technology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It contains powerful antioxidant properties and plant-based curcumin used to possibly reduce inflammation and block proteins that trigger swelling and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Get free shipping on all of your orders at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Dr. Ross Pelton. Dr. Pelton is a registered pharmacist. He's a certified clinical nutritionist, and usually I just read his thumbnail bio, but in his more extensive bio, I see here that you are one of these young idealistic folks who joined the Peace Corps in the 1970s, and you were stationed in Malaysia, Thailand, and Indonesia. So, you know, you talk about the lifestyle of people in the third world and the diversity of their microbiome. I think you know whereof you speak, right? You were on the ground with those folks.
You're right. And I lived in the villages over there in Malaysia when I was working in the Peace Corps, and got to know some of the local shaman, and found out how significant herbal therapies are in these indigenous cultures. Saw some things that just blew my mind, and it really changed my whole outlook on how nature plays a role in our lives and how we have to be connected to nature and utilize nature in our health and healing processes. So it really changed my mind about the nature of medicine and health and healing.
It probably also created some more diversity in your microbiome, you know, eating local foods and probably a lot of fiber.
Food over there in that part of the world.
Right, right. I read recently a study, and you're probably familiar with it, of a guy who has, you know, he's gone hither and thither and yon, and he's basically studied the stool of people who live in these so-called primitive cultures, and found that they have a much greater diversity. They have a richness of organisms in their gastrointestinal tracts. And so what he did is he said, well, let me eat that way. And he tested himself pre and post, and he found that he was able to replicate that, you know, even with a potentially damaged Western microbiome, that he was able to up his diversity by following the right kind of diet.
Yeah, his name is Jeff Leach, and and yes, he consumed the native diet, which is much wider in diverse ranges of fiber, and it allowed him to develop a more diverse microbiome.
Indeed. So, when it comes to this biohacking of the microbiome, where do you think people could go wrong? I mean, can they be overzealous about using certain probiotics?
Well, I think people can be overzealous. Too much of anything can be negative. You can drink too much water and you get into trouble. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to probiotics, commercial probiotics, people think that more is better. And so mine's got 30 billion, mine's got 50 billion, mm-hmm. mine's got 100 billion. And as I mentioned before, these high-dose probiotics really work against mm-hmm. balance and diversity. So you want to have lower numbers of the bacteria, but a greater number of different strains of bacteria. And then I mentioned fiber before and how important the diversity of fiber is. And if we're talking about biohacking, then people want to know how can they most quickly create positive changes and improvements in their microbiome. And in addition to getting a wide diversity of fiber, the other thing is directly ingesting these postbiotic metabolites. And that's where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics really shines, because each dose of Dr. O'Hara's contains 500 of these postbiotic metabolites. And I like to compare a commercial probiotic with Dr. O'Hara's. When people take a commercial probiotic with 10 or 20 billion or however many they have, those bacteria have to first survive the transit through the harsh acid environment in the stomach. And then when they arrive in the individual small intestine, they have to find fiber-rich foods and start the process of fermenting those fibers and turning them into these postbiotic metabolites. That all takes time, and a lot of people are not on a high-fiber diet to begin with. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics directly delivers these postbiotic metabolites for anti-inflammatory activity, directly killing pathogens, directly communicating with the brain through the gut-brain communication. So you get really quick, fast reaction and benefits from ingesting Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with these over 500 postbiotic metabolites.
And some of them are what are so-called short-chain fatty acids. Can you explain what they do in the intestinal tract?
Sure. There's a range of different types. There's acetic acid and butyric acid and propionic acid. They're just short carbon chains, small acetic compounds, and they have a number of different activities in the gut. They have anti-inflammatory activity. They directly suppress the growth of pathogens. They rebalance the acid-base level in the gut. When people have dysbiosis, the acid-base balance in their gut is anywhere from 10 times or greater more alkaline. It's way too alkaline. They have to get back to a slightly acidic condition, which is the optimal pH in the gut to promote the growth of your good bacteria and suppress the growth of pathogens. And so these short-chain fatty acids create the acidic environment that promotes the growth of your good bacteria. So they're really critically important for your immune system and the maintenance of a healthy microbiome.
Talk to us a little bit about leaky gut syndrome, because that's a term that gets used a lot when, you know, we talk about the causation of disease, in particular autoimmune disease. We're seeing truly an epidemic of autoimmunity where people's immune systems are attacking their joints, their thyroids, their gastrointestinal lining and ulcerative colitis, their brains in multiple sclerosis. So how does leaky gut fit into this picture, and what role does the microbiome play in regulating a healthy gut lining?
Well, that's a great topic, Dr. Ron. And there's a physician by the name of Alessio Fasano, who hope gets the Nobel Prize someday. He's really the guy that broke loose this whole topic. He discovered a compound called zonulin, which is produced in the gut when you have inflammation. And zonulin rips open the tight junctions on the lining of your gastrointestinal tract and allows things that are not supposed to get out of your GI tract to pass into your systemic circulation. The lining of your GI tract is only one cell thick, but these cells that line your GI tract have Velcro-like proteins on their surface that make them stick together tightly. And this zonulin compound that's expressed when you have inflammation rips open these tight junctions and allows things to leak into your system. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Fasano says the two main things that cause leaky gut, that upregulate zonulin, are bad bacteria and gluten. Now, there are some other things that can do it, but these are the two main ones, and I recommend that everybody be on basically a gluten-free diet, or at least low gluten-containing type of diet. And then bad bacteria. You get out of balance in your microbiome, you have dysbiosis, you have too many bad bacteria, and those bad bacteria can create inflammation, and off you go with all these autoimmune diseases and ADD and ADHD and inflammation. And as you mentioned, it goes on for a long time, all of the things that are associated with leaky gut.
From what I understand, these short-chain fatty acids literally nourish the colonocytes, the cells that line the colon in the digestive tract. They're actually used as food because, for example, our brains can use ketones and glucose for fuel, and similarly, most of our cells can utilize those two forms of energy. But the colonocytes are unique in that they can actually eat the short-chain fatty acids that actually helps to nourish them.
It's butyrate is the name of the short-chain fatty acid that's the primary fuel for your lymphocytes and your colonocytes, the cells that line your GI tract. And what's really remarkable, Dr. Ron, is that scientists estimate that about 5 to 10% of your energy supply for your entire day comes from the butyrate that supplies the energy for the cells that line your GI tract. The cells that line your GI tract have the fastest turnover rate of any cell in your body. So humans create an entire new gastrointestinal tract every 10 days. And it takes a lot of energy to keep producing these new cells all the time to reproduce and create the new GI tract on a constant turnover basis. And it's butyrate, the short-chain fatty acid produced by your probiotic bacteria, this postbiotic metabolite, butyrate, that's the primary fuel for the new cells that get regenerated on a regular basis in your GI tract. You're right, a critical function of this short-chain fatty acid butyrate.
And it was the aforementioned Alessio Fasano who coined a marvelous phrase. He said, your gut is not like Las Vegas. What happens in your gut doesn't necessarily stay in your gut.
You're right. With intestinal permeability and leaky gut, it leaks out of your gut and goes all over your body. And the blood-brain barrier is very sensitive. Your brain is exquisitely sensitive to toxins, and some of these things get into your circulation and get into your brain, and people get brain fog, and they get depression and anxiety, and all ADD and ADHD and autism and all these other things are related to dysbiosis and an unhealthy microbiome.
A lot of this sounds like a concept called SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. Can you talk about how that relates to what you're talking about with the microbiome?
Well, SIBO is a unique and different situation where it's not necessarily bad bacteria, but it's bacteria from your colon, which back up into your distal or the end of your small intestines. And so it's actually bacteria that are in the wrong location in your gastrointestinal tract. And when they digest and ferment fibers, they create gas. And so you can have a lot of gas and bloating and discomfort and diarrhea from SIBO. And it's a difficult, tricky situation, and we're finding out that it's much more prevalent than previously imagined. And there's two ways to treat it. One, you can get on a SIBO diet, which excludes a lot of different types of foods, and many of the foods that are excluded are foods you would normally think are healthy foods.
The relatively high fiber foods
that allow the bacteria to create gas, and so you have to try to starve those bacteria that are in the wrong location. And if that type of diet doesn't work, then you need to wipe things out with antibiotics and rebuild your microbiome all over again. But people also have to make significant diet and lifestyle changes, because if they wipe out their microbiome with antibiotics and try to correct SIBO, if they still are inactive and have a sedentary lifestyle and they don't drink enough water and they end up being constipated, then and they don't have enough fiber in their diet, all those things will allow the situation to recreate itself. So you got to be proactive and get into a good, healthy lifestyle and a healthy diet with lots of fiber so you can build a healthy microbiome.
You know, you talk about lifestyle, you know, and the whole picture, not just, you know, eating a lot of fiber. The role of exercise, there's some real breakthroughs in our understanding of how exercise can even impact the microbiome. You know, it's kind of like take your microbiome for a walk.
You know? Well, I wrote a blog article for Essential Formulas that said your microbiome, your probiotic bacteria love to exercise. And studies have shown that when people start engaging in regular exercise, you do shift the balance of your microbiome and create a healthier, more diverse microbiome when you get into a regular exercise program.
In addition, I think it also tunes up your intestinal motility. So that, you know, I think a lot of Americans suffer from constipation and other gastrointestinal disorders because they basically sit a lot, and there's not a lot of movement, and the net result of lack of movement is
lack of movement.
Right?
Yeah, and actually there's a study that was done with Dr. O'Hara's probiotics in college-age women who had a history of constipation.
Okay.
And taking Dr. O'Hara's for 2 weeks, I'll send you this link so you can share it with your listeners.
Yeah.
It showed that taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics was successful in improving the bowel movements and the frequency of bowel movements with all these women that had a history of constipation. So Dr. Hirs is not only good for people that have diarrhea, but also for constipation. It normalizes the function of your microbiome.
I've heard it said that Dr. Hirs is helpful for heartburn and GERD. You know, that's such a prevalent problem, so many people on acid-blocking medications. But how can, a pill that supposedly releases lower in your gastrointestinal tract have a good effect on what essentially is the upper GI?
Yeah, and actually, that what you're talking about oftentimes is reflux actually from the stomach with acid going back up. But you're just starting at a little bit lower level and creating a healthy microbiome so that that whole gastrointestinal tract is going to function better. I wouldn't promote Dr. Hirs as a therapy acid reflux, but it's certainly one of the things we recommend to normalize your microbiome. And kind of a side effect of this is a lot of people with different types of health conditions will improve over time.
Wow. So let's talk about practicalities. Is this basically a universal recommendation, like something that everyone can take, or are there certain people who have to be cautious about the use of Dr. Hirs probiotics? Any contraindications?
Good point to bring up, Dr. Ron. Dr. Hirs probiotics can be used pretty much universally. It is so critical for people to understand the importance of creating and maintaining a healthy microbiome. And Dr. Hirs is the world's leader in directly delivering over 500 of these postbiotic metabolites, which will quickly improve conditions in the microbiome ecosystem. I even recommend to parents who have a child with a cesarean section birth that the mothers take Dr. Hirs and bite the capsule and squeeze the contents out on the tip of their finger and then wipe it around in the inside of the infant's mouth so that Dr. Hirs gets down the GI tract and helps that infant start to build a healthy microbiome. So from day one, they can't, and a one-day-old can't swallow the capsule, but the contents in Dr. Hirs are going to be beneficial in helping to build a microbiome in a very young infant.
So, okay, for pediatric use, not a lot of vitamin K in, some people are on vitamin K restricted regimes, if they're taking Coumadin, for example. There's not a drug contraindication.
No, there's no contraindication with Dr. Hirs in any condition.
Okay.
You're just building a healthy microbiome.
And certainly, you know, for the tens of millions of Americans, I think it's estimated that 30 million plus Americans take acid blocking medication. Now they're available over the counter, so they can't even estimate how many people rely on these. That I would say it's essential to take a probiotic because you're doing such damage to your microbiome by destroying the acidity that, you know, you'll want to replete the bacteria.
You're absolutely right. And not only these acid-suppressing drugs, but I've actually created a new class of drugs that I call microbiome-disrupting drugs.
Oh, yeah, let's go through some of
those. And I'll send you a link to that so you can share it with your listeners. I've written an article on it. I'll send you the link to that. But the other thing I really want to stress, Dr. Ron, there are tens of millions of people that are taking probiotics and not getting much benefit from them because they're not consuming fiber in their diets. Mm-hmm. And if you don't consume a diverse range of fibers, you will not promote the growth of a healthy microbiome. So it's not just probiotics. Mm-hmm. It's fiber also. And if we want to compare different probiotics, Dr. Hirs directly delivers these postbiotic metabolites. It's a much faster response than just taking a commercial probiotic with bacteria in it that have to then start the process of creating the postbiotic metabolites if they're able to find fibers in the digestive tract after they're consumed.
What about dosage? I personally take one capsule twice daily with my other supplements. I take it with food. Am I on the right track?
Actually, Dr. Hirs' recommended dose is two per day. It can be taken as you do, one in the morning, one at night. You can take two at once. It doesn't make any difference. And food is not an issue. It can be on an empty stomach or a full stomach because Dr. Hirs will pass through the stomach and release the contents in the small intestine. So it doesn't make any difference whether you've eaten or not. It's really user-friendly, and it doesn't need to be refrigerated, so people can take it when they're traveling.
Right. That I was going to ask, you know, it's a hypothetical. It's like, let's say, hypothetically, that there was no coronavirus and I was going to take a cruise where a lot of people come down with gastrointestinal ailments. Can I take the, you know, it's going to be hot on the cruise and I don't have my own refrigerator. Can I take it along? And the answer,
not only
was,
can you take it, it's highly recommended that you do take it. It's one of the best things that people can do proactively to prevent traveler, what they call it, Montezuma's revenge,
right,
or, you know, getting, ingesting bad food and getting food poisoning when you're traveling.
I took a, prior to this corona, I just kind of dodged a bullet because it was looming, and I had this vacation plan. I said, I just don't want to scotch this vacation because this may be the last chance I have for a long time. I wanted to go diving in Tortola with my family, and they were a little reluctant, and, you know, I said, come on, let's just do it. So, you know, we all did it. But I had this whole medicine chest of things that I brought along. And prominent among them were the gastrointestinal support, you know, because we were going to this place where, you know, it's a little, food's a little weird. And you go to a Caribbean country, it's underdeveloped. But we all did just fine.
Good.
Yeah. So, all right. So, you know, you shared a lot of information with us on the biohacking subject. Any big issues that we've left on the table that you want to address?
Well, sleep is a really important issue. Exercise is an important issue. So there's some of the other things that that are certainly important for a healthy lifestyle and that does influence your microbiome. But the two main ones are fiber, and directly consuming postbiotic metabolites like you do when you consume Dr. Here's probiotics is really the most effective way of biohacking your immune system to improve your health overall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially in these perilous days when we're all feeling vulnerable. So where do people go if they want to subscribe to, you have a newsletter, or is there a place where you post your articles? Because
they can go to my website, which is naturalpharmacist.net. Ross, R-O-S-S, at naturalpharmacist.net is my email address, but my website is just naturalpharmacist.net, and they can sign up there and look at my blog and all my posts on various articles, and I will send you a couple of links following our discussion.
Yeah, I'll be happy to share them with our listeners.
Sure.
And just give us a tease on what some of your most recent articles are about. I mean,
sure,
you wrote a very
fine
rebuttal
article
to the 60 Minutes, you know, basically a hatchet job.
Yeah, I'll send you the link to my rebuttal on 60 Minutes. I'll also send a link for your listeners on an article I wrote titled Postbiotic Metabolites, the New Frontier in Microbiome Science. And a couple other things I'll pull up that I'll send. And here's another benefit I can provide for your listeners. My book on the Drug-Induced Nutrient Depletion Handbook is out of print, but I've created a quick reference guide to drug-induced nutrient depletions. I will give that away free for any of your listeners. I'll send you the link. You can pass it on so people can get a free copy of my quick reference guide to drug-induced nutrient depletions.
Okay, well, that's a nice goodie bag that our listeners can access. I'll post that as soon as I can lay hands on it. Well, thank you very much for joining us. And, you know, a reminder, you can get more information about Dr. Here's Probiotics, and you can order at essentialformulas.com. And Dr. O'Hara is spelled O-H-H-I-R-A. I always get it wrong. They're available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers nationwide, and they're also available online. And you can follow Dr. Here's Probiotics on Facebook, where I'm sure you post a lot of your reflections on health.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us once again. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine Podcast. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. That's drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com.